Live from Eretz Yisrael, welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day here on Shushan Purim, Yom Revi'i, the 15th day of the month of Adar, and here in Israel, where it is already Yom Chamishi, the 16th day of the month of Adar. For those of us who have been on this call, many of you since its original start in the early days of COVID, as we near the six-year anniversary, we face yet another critical moment in our people's collective history, and we feel it very deeply. Continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, our brave Chayalim, and all of those standing on the front lines protecting our people. Continue to keep in mind, especially in our tefillos as well, brave American servicemen and women. We also mourn the loss, now six American servicemen who have been killed in action. Above all else, we ask Hashem to guide us and to guide our, give wisdom to our leaders in America and in Israel, and all who stand against these threats. They may lead us with clarity and strength. I want to share, before bringing on today's speaker, an abridged, translated version of the combined prayers for the welfare of the American government and for the safety of the American military. I will read it in English. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings, in his mercy, put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with all of us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety. May the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will. V'zomar, Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan of the OU Jewish Learning Initiative on campus, OUJLIC, at the University of California in Los Angeles, California, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Kaplan's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. Mishaberach for our unbelievable Chayalim, all of those who are protecting the borders of Eretz Yisrael and really protecting the world, whether it's on land, by sea, especially by air. We will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, during which point Rabbi Kaplan will pause for about 30 seconds, give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link, as always, you can share it. Please share it with your friends, with family, with your neighborhood, with your shuls. The more people on means more learning Torah with us and more davening, more tefillos are said. And there's no question that it makes a difference. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Kaplan.
Good morning from Los Angeles, and happy Shushan Purim to everybody. Although here in Los Angeles, of course, we celebrate Purim on the 14th, our tradition is that Purim, the sanctity of Purim and the opportunity to hit the specialness of the day includes today as well. And I want to share with everybody two small snippets, two small vignettes that we've seen over the last 24 hours here in Los Angeles on the campus at UCLA, where we see the unbelievable power of prayer, the unbelievable opportunities that the Jews throughout the world are all connected. So on Monday night here in Los Angeles, we invited students to come join us as we began Purim. We read the Megillah together at around 6:30 p.m., followed by a beautiful break the fast and celebratory Suda to begin the holiday. And immediately upon leaving the Suda and the break the fast, we started going downstairs towards the exit of the synagogue, the exit of our shul here, and we were struck by a certain package, a certain item that was left. And we have, of course, have to have guards here, unfortunately. And the guard said, I want you to know that some people came in during the Megillah. Some people came to enter who I'm not used to seeing. And I pulled them over and I went to talk to them. I said, who are you? Why are you here? And the guards shared something incredible. They said these people came to them and said, yes, we don't usually come here. You haven't been here, or maybe it's our first time ever walking into the building. And we're actually non-Jewish students. But we came tonight to say thank you, to say thank you to this community. We know over the last couple of years, this community has been challenged on campus at UCLA and campus throughout the country. But we are non-Jewish students, and our parents fled Iran some years ago, and we're very still connected to Iran. And we want to say thank you to you and to the entire Jewish community for everything you're doing to help our people in Iran. And they brought literally a shalach manot with a sign saying thank you, and they left it at the guard's desk as we came down. And I think each of us was struck by literally what it says in the Megillah, the Hafuch, that things turned around so many times over the last 2 or 3 years. Did we come downstairs, we walk outside to hear, oh no, there's another protest starting on campus. There's another protest coming in a few hours. Make sure you know where you're going to be. But finally, something turned around. And for us, it was, and I wanted to share with everybody on this call, a great moment of chizuk, a great moment of strengthening to understand the power of the tefillah, of these phone calls, the power of the connection, that although we here in Los Angeles are not directly involved in any way with the operations going on, but yet the rest of the world sees that we're all one brethren, one family. And at the same time, that sentiment of growth, that sentiment of connection to community was not only amongst the non-Jewish students, even amongst the Jewish students. The conversations that I've had since Shabbos here on campus are just incredible. I wanted to share one or two snippets with everybody to appreciate those who might be in Israel, those who might be anywhere in the world, to understand how the power comes all the way to us in Los Angeles, how we gain so much from everybody. Students came in saying, we're seeing what's happening on the news. Now, we don't normally do the holidays, but we know that our brethren in Israel, some of them couldn't even get to Purim. Some of them had to be, or if they were trying to go, they were interrupted so many times with the sirens. And we felt to ourselves, how could we possibly not come to synagogue if we're able to right now come in? How can we not come? And people reflected to me saying, this is my first time I've been to Megillah since I was 9 years old. My first time I've been to Megillah since I was 13 years old. And that was Monday night. And then I was thinking to myself, maybe as the holiday is waning, we'll get something else. And as I'm preparing for this talk, I was sitting in the Beit Midrash, a young fellow came in and said, Rabbi, I see you're preparing. Do you have a minute? I was like, sure. He said, I want you to know that I decided to take on tefillin wearing over the last several weeks. I don't own my own pair yet, but can you help me do it? So I said, 100%. We are seeing a turnaround, non-Jews in the community, understanding, appreciating more than Jewish students who are looking to grow, reconnecting with their roots, and Jewish students that want to get more involved, not only with Purim, but with daily Jewish prayer. And that's something that is just very special. And I want to thank, you know, everybody. Those things happen with the work of community and the work of prayer. And we should all take chizuk at this time, that this month is still, even as Purim wanes away, this whole month is the month of the Hafuch, the month that things can turn around and things can become more special. And that is my bracha as we begin to tell them that, of course, in the small ways that I shared, things should tend to turn around. Of course, in the broader ways, share only more positive things and more safety for Achim B'Yisrael and the entire world. And now turn to Tehillim, Psalm 20. I'll say it. Feel free to join and say it along with me. L'Anatzeach Mizmor LeDavid Yanch Adonai B'Yom Tzara Yitagevcha Shein El HaYakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'Mitzion Yisadekam Yizkor Kol Mino M'chol Chatecha Yiratecha Yidashna Selam Yitein Lecha Kela Bebevcha V'Kol Atecha Yimalein Niranina Bishua Techa, Bashem Lilinu Nigado, Yimale Adonai, Kol Mishalo Techa. Ataya Dati, Hi Hoshia Adonai Mishicha, Yaneu Mishmei Kacho, Begro Yesha Yemino. Ewa Berecha, Vi Ewa Basusim, Ba Nachnu Bashem Adonai Elhir Naskir. Hema Kara Vanafanu, Ba Nachnu Kamanu Benitodad. Adonai Hoshia, HaMelech Yaneinu V'Yom Kareinu. Now turn to Tehillim Kuf Chafalos, Tehillim 121. Shir L'malot, Esayne Alri Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai, Osei Shemayim V'Aretz. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanun shomrecha. Hine lo yanun v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai socha, al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shenesh lo yakecha, v'yareyach v'alayva. Adonai shomrecha mikol ra, yishmor nashecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzedekecha Uvoecha Me'ata V'Ad Olam. Now turn to Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir Hamalot Mimamakim Karaticha Adonai Adonai Shema V'Koli Shemena Adzecha Shibo L'Kol Tachanunai Im Avono Tishmor Ya Adonai Yamod Ki Em Chatzicha L'man Tivarem Kiviti Adonai Kitab Nashi Dolid Baro Hochalti Nafshi L'Adonai Mishomim L'Boker Shomerim L'Boker Yachel Yisrael Adonai Yimazay Achesed Barbe Amud Fadud Yehuyite Yisrael Mikol Avonotav. And also Achinu first in Hebrew followed by the English. Achinu Kol Beit Yisrael Hametuyim B'Tzara V'Shivya Ha'omdim B'Yam Yam V'Moshah Makom Yachem Aleihem Yotziyim B'Tzara L'Lacha V'Mefil Le'Ora V'Mishiva L'Ge'ula Hashra Bagla Bezvan Kariv, Zinomar, Amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or lands, may your presence have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Now turn to the prayer for the IDS, the Shabir of Chayliyat Bagim of Israel. Mishaberach Abotinu Abraham Yitzhak Yaakov V'yizarech et chaylei atzagan al Yisrael V'yanshei kochot habitachon Ha'omdim ha-mishmar arteinu V'arei Eloheinu Nikvu ha-levonon V'amidbar mitrayim U'minayam ha-gadol ha-levo Ha-rava b'chol makom sheheim V'yabasha v'avir v'yam Yitein Adonai Dovin ha-kamim aleinu nekafim L'tneihem ha-kadosh baruch hu yishmer yatzil chatayelenu Mikol tzar v'tzuka mikol nega u'machla Yishlach bracha v'hatzlacha V'chol ma'aseh yedeihem Adber asoneim tachtein v'yakshem b'kat Yeshua v'ter zachon V'yipen ben ha-katuz Ki Adonai Eloichem Ho'elechim lachem Yilachim lachem Yimor v'echem lo'shia etfem V'nomar Amen. And of course, we're all paying for those who are ill and infirmed. I'll begin and pause for giving everybody some time to insert names of people they're paying for. Misha Beira, Chabotinu, Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Yaron, David, Shlomo, Uyarech, Etacholim. These insert names now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachim Aleihem Afim Amar Lerfam Lechazakam Lahachayotam Yishlach Lehem Meher Refuah Shlema Min Hashamayim Lekol Ivrehem Lekol Gideihem Lekol Shar Kol Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Refuah HaGuf Hashtah Balazon Kriv V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Kaplan. Great to have you back on the program. We look forward to having you back again in the year to Hashem in the near future. Also want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her coordination and logistics with the call. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. A Jew is never stuck. I'm not stuck in Eretz Yisrael right now. The schus. An incredible opportunity to be here, as much as I want to be back with my family. We're never stuck. We're exactly where we're supposed to be. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.